Proclamation number 8303, dated the October 19th, 1962. The act of salvation and its spiritual reason. Time and again explanations are given to you about the mission of the man Jesus on earth, especially since you received such inadequate information by those who deem themselves chosen to educate you but who did not penetrate into more profound knowledge themselves, and are therefore not enlightened enough about the act of salvation and its spiritual reason as to be capable of teaching their fellow human beings. And so people have never properly understood it and consequently don't know what immense significance the act of salvation has for the whole of humanity. They don't know that the entire purpose of earthly life will remain unfulfilled unless they take the path to the cross, to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. People are not aware of the fact that their existence as a human being on this earth was caused by the enormous original sin of the spirit's past apostasy from God, that the whole earth as well as all creations in the universe were only the result of this original sin, and that the sole purpose of these creations rests in guiding the fallen spirits back to God again. For disintegrated in countless minute particles, they pass through the creations and thereby gradually travel the path towards God. This is indeed an unspeakably agonizing state for the spiritual being during its path of return, for it is not free and helpless, and although the dissolved spiritual beings are deprived of their sense of self-awareness, the spiritual substance nevertheless feels the agonies of banishment and the works of creation, since prior to its apostasy from God it existed in complete freedom, and any constraint is a state of torment for the spiritual being. However, the immense agonies of banishment in the form, be they in the mineral and plant or the animal world which it has to pass through, do not suffice to redeem this very guilt the spiritual beings had burdened upon themselves due to their rebellion against God. For the beings had been incredibly brightly enlightened, they knew about their origin and were constantly permeated by God's love, who thereby provided them with unimaginable bliss. And despite being conscious of their origin, they rejected this strength of love and thereby became subject to darkness. Hence this immense original sin could not be redeemed even with the greatest amount of pain in the banished state. And therefore the fallen beings would eternally have been denied entry into the kingdom of light if the redemption of guilt had not been undertaken by a being of light which offered to achieve the act of atonement for love of the fallen brothers. This being of light, a non-fallen original spirit, which had embodied itself on earth in the human being Jesus, wanted to achieve a unique act of compassion, for it descended from the light into the dark spheres of the spirits which had become sinful. It descended into the realm of God's adversary, of the first fallen original spirit Lucifer, who kept his followers in bondage and demanded an extortionate purchase price for every single soul. And this purchase price was paid by the human being Jesus by means of his act of salvation, by means of an immeasurable process of suffering and torments which came to an end with his death on the cross. Thus he redeemed the great original sin of the once fallen spirits as well as all people's sin of guilt on earth, which had been the consequences of their affiliation to God's opponent. He accomplished a unique act of mercy and was only able to carry it out because he was full of love, because as a human being on earth he had shaped himself such that the eternal deity, love itself, was able to take abode in him, so that it utterly permeated him with strength of love, and this love subsequently also made the sacrifice, which now has to be voluntarily accepted by every person in order to liberate himself from the adversary's control. For the human being is the spiritual being which is returning to God through the works of creation, whose individual minute particles had gathered again and were allowed to embody themselves as soul within a human being, in order to then consciously travel the last distance of the path of return and also consciously accept Jesus Christ's help, as without it his effort to ascend will remain unsuccessful. No human being can and may avoid Jesus Christ, for there will be no liberation from the control of God's adversary without him, who conquered the adversary through his death on the cross and now wrests every soul from him which voluntarily takes the path to the cross, which prays to Jesus for forgiveness of its guilt and for help in order to return to the Father again. This knowledge about the significance of the act of salvation must be conveyed to people. Only then will they turn to him of their own free will and with his help also reach their goal. They will return to their Father's house, to their God and Creator, and then remain with him forever. Amen.